Over the last year or so that Main Menu's been on the air, you know that there's been a lot of coverage of games. Companies such as Bavisoft and Zforum have been doing a lot of games that have been accessible, and more private developers such as David Greenfield and Robert Betz with his accessible games have been making a lot of inroads into Windows games. And I thought that I would review a couple of games that I found that are pretty accessible to screen readers and a lot of fun. These games are specifically designed for blind computer users, and they're created by Jim Kitchen, and he has done a lot of games for DOS. You might remember, if you are familiar with DOS games, you might remember his baseball and football games, and he has taken his knowledge of computers and programming and has applied it to Windows, and he has a few games that are a lot of fun. So the first one I want to review for today is called Jim's Casino. This can best be described as a PG-rated casino game. The reason I say PG-rated is because there are a few phrases that are spoken in the game that might not be considered for younger users of the game. I would say that if you're a teenager, though, or any, you know, age up from that, it's okay. So keep that in mind if you're an adult who is looking for games for your kids. Keep that in mind. So, but I think it's safe to review on Main Menu. There's not a lot of things that can go wrong with it. To get to this game, I'm going to go to the Windows desktop. I'm going to be using JAWS for Windows 3.7 update with Eloquence as my synthesizer. And hopefully it's slowed down to a rate you can understand. If it isn't, please let me know and I'll do everything I can to slow it down for the next review on Main Menu. So let's go to the Windows desktop.
Desktop, list view, my computer, 1 of 29.
And let's go to the start menu.
Start menu, Windows update.
And press P for programs.
P, one step sub menu.
And press C till we get to casino, and then press enter.
C, C, D, cop, C, creative sub menu, C, C, X, 1, C, connect out loud, C, casino.
And on this option, we'll press enter. By the way, before we start this out, I should say that this game is self-voicing to a fashion. And what I mean is that you don't necessarily have to have JAWS or Window Eyes or any screen reader running while you play this game. The WAV files that come with it are actually Eloquence speaking different phrases. So you can have JAWS running if you'd like. There's no problem with it if you have a multi-channel sound card. I'm using, just for your references, I'm using the Sound Blaster Live Platinum card with this review. So let's press enter on this and get going with the review here, shall we? So press enter.
Enter. Leaving menus. Start button. App start. Arrow. Form 1. Jim's Casino by Jim Kitchen.
Welcome to Jim's Casino.
Please press the number of your choice. 1. Blackjack. 2. 5 card draw poker machine. 3. Slot machine. 4. Exit casino.
And we have 3 games to choose from and 1 to exit the game. My favorite of all of these 3 is Blackjack, so it said to press 1, so we'll do that.
1. Form 1. Blackjack.
On a lonely evening with nothing to do, I bought me a six-pack and I came to see you. I've been hearing some stories, I wonder if they're true. You take off your dress, show me your new tattoo.
Blackjack by Jim Kitchen. Would you like to read the instructions? Press Y or N.
Now, if you know how to play Blackjack, you don't necessarily have to do this. But for just the references of everybody, we'll read the instructions. So we'll press Y to do this.
Blackjack instructions. The object of Blackjack is to get 21 or be closer to 21 than the dealer without going over. An ace can count as 1 or 11 points. Face cards in the 10 count as 10. All other cards count as their face value. If your first 2 cards are an ace and a face card or 10, that is a blackjack and you automatically win unless the dealer also has a blackjack. If your first 2 cards add up to 10 or 11, you will be given the chance to double down. To double down means that your bet will automatically be doubled and you will be given 1 more card. The dealer will always take another card on 16 and below and will not take another card on 17 and above. Would you like to read the instructions? Press Y or N.
We don't have to do that again, so we will press N for this.
N. Would you like to read the special key instructions? Press Y or N.
Sure, there are a couple of special key instructions for this, so we'll press Y.
Special key instructions. B. Bet confirmation toggle. C. Comments toggle. D. Delay toggle. Q. Crowd noise toggle. R. Repeated speech toggle. F. Speech faster. S. Speech slower. F1. Say your cards. F2. Say dealer's cards. F3. Say bet. F4. Say your cash. F5. Read instructions. F6. Read special key instructions. Escape key to exit the game. Would you like to read the special key instructions? Press Y or N.
And I don't. But as you can tell, there's a lot of things you can do to configure the game to your preferences. I like to keep the original preferences as they are. So, we will press N.
And press a number 1 through 6 for the number of card decks that you would like to play with.
So we have a number of 1 to 6 card decks here. I like to play with 1 card deck. So we'll press 1.
1. Press F4.
A female dealer.
Or M4. A male dealer.
So I like to play with a male dealer, so we'll press M.
M. Hi, my name is Rocco. I will be your blackjack dealer. Please wait while I shuffle the cards. Okay, let's play. You have $500. Please enter your bet.
And we have started out with $500. Now, I should let you know here that you can save the game. And so, like, let's say you get to $1,000. You can save the game so that you can start from $1,000 and move on from there. But at this point, we're starting from $500. And my usual bet for this game is $100. So I will punch in 100 on the keyboard, and we'll go from there. I have my keyboard echo turned on, by the way, so you can hear what I type.
100.
And press enter.
Enter. Bet equals $100. Is this correct? Press Y or N.
And it is, so we'll press Y.
Y. Your two cards are 4 and King. You have 14. Dealer has an 8 showing. Would you like another card? Press Y or N.
This is always risky as a hand because you have 14. And you could either press Y, take another card, and risk getting a number of 10 that would take you over and you'd get busted. Or you could get a number less than that and increase your chances to get 21. If we want to take another card, we can press Y, or we can press N to stay. But staying at 14 might not be a good idea. At least it never has been when I've played this game. So we'll press Y.
Your three cards are 4 and King and 7. You have 21. Would you like another card? Press Y or N.
I don't think so, since we're right at 21. This is perfect. So we'll press N to stay.
And dealer's two cards are Jack and 8. Dealer has 18. You win.
Bitchin'.
You now have $600. Press E to exit or enter to continue.
Pitching indeed. All right. So, I have $100 here. So, we want to play it again. So, if we want to play again, we press enter.
You have $600. Please enter your bet.
And this time around, I'll play it with $50. Just for fun. So, punch in 50.
50.
And press enter.
Enter. Bet equals $50. Is this correct? Press Y or N.
No, this will press Y.
Y. Your two cards are 5 and 2. You have 7. Dealer has 8 and showing. Dealer's two cards are 8 and 10. Dealer has blackjack. You lose your bet. Dealer wins.
This sucks.
You now have $550. Press E to exit or enter to continue.
No, I lost anyways. So, we'll try it again here and see if we can get our losses back here. So we'll try it again. Press enter.
You have $550. Please enter your bet.
And we'll try it with 50 again.
50.
And press enter.
Bet equals $50. Is this correct? Press Y or N.
Press Y.
Y. Your two cards are Jack and Queen. You have 20. Dealer has a 5 showing. Would you like another card? Press Y or N.
Couldn't get to any closer to 21 if we tried, so we'll press N to stay.
And dealer's two cards are 8 and 5. Dealer has 13. Dealer's three cards are 8 and 5 and 3. Dealer has 16. Dealer's four cards are 8 and 5 and 3 and 9. Dealer has 25. Dealer busted. You win.
Yeah, piece of cake.
You now have $600. Press E to exit or enter to continue.
So I think I'm done here. So we'll press E to exit.
E, that's a game. Press Y or N.
And we'll press Y because we're going to exit the game.
Y at this table. You started with $500. You played 3 hands. You now have $600. Press S to save game or E to exit.
So if I want to start again at $600 next time I play, I can press S to save the game. And I don't want to do that, so we'll press S.
Game saved. Play again. Press Y or N.
Nope. So we'll press N.
N. For
please
one.
Press the number of your choice.
1. Digit. Blackjack. 2. 5. Card draw poker machine. 3. Slot machine. 4. Exit casino.
Now, I'm not very good at the 5 draw poker machine, so we'll go over to the slot machine, and we will play that. So to go to the slot machine, we will press 3. So we'll do that now.
3. Form 1. Slot machine by Jim Kitchen.
Money! Keep your hands off my stack.
Slot machine by Jim Kitchen.
Would you like to read the instructions? Press Y or N.
I think it's a good idea we read the instructions on this. So we'll press Y.
Y. This slot machine pays the center row, which is the row that is automatically spoken. It pays $2 for a cherry in the left window, $4 for a cherry in the left and middle windows, $8 for 3 cherries, $14 for 3 plums, $30 for 3 oranges, $40 for 3 bars, $400 for 3 jackpots. Lemons always lose. Would you like to read the instructions? Press Y or N.
We'll have to read those again, so we will press N.
And would you like to read the special key instructions? Press Y or N.
Hey, why not? We'll read the key instructions for this.
Y. Special key instructions. Q. Crowd noise toggle. R. Repeated speech toggle. F. Speech faster. S. Speech slower. F1. Say top row. F2. Say center row. F3. Say bottom row. F4. Say your cash. F5. Read instructions. F6. Read special key instructions. Escape key to exit the game. Would you like to read the special key instructions? Press Y or N.
So it's pretty much the same as the other game here. So you can configure the game to your preferences. I like to keep them as they are. So we'll press N.
N. Press F4.
A email machine.
Or M4. A male machine.
So last time I played the casino, I chose a female dealer. So we'll do that again. Actually, this is a female machine. So we'll press F here.
F.
You have $8. Press Enter to insert a coin.
And we'll do that.
Enter.
Press Enter to pull the handle.
And we'll do that.
Enter.
Rum. Rum. Cherry. You now have $49.
Would you like a cocktail while you play?
Press E to exit or Enter to continue.
Now, even though I got two plums there, I didn't win anything. So we'll try it again here and see what we can do. So.
Press Enter to insert a coin.
Enter.
Press Enter to pull the handle.
Enter.
R. Rum. Rum. You now have $48. Press E to exit or Enter to continue.
Oh, man, I keep losing. No, well, keep trying here. Press the Enter key.
Press Enter to insert a coin.
Enter.
Press Enter to pull the handle.
Enter.
R. Cherry. Orange. You now have $47. Press E to exit or Enter to continue.
I guess I'm not very good at this. Although it is the luck of the draw, so you kind of have to take what you get. So we'll keep trying here, see if we can win something.
Enter. Press Enter to insert a coin.
Enter. Enter.
Cherry. Lemon. Cherry. You now have $48. Press E to exit or Enter to continue.
Oh, I finally won something. Only it was only $1. Oh well. So you get the idea. So we'll press E to exit the game.
E.
Exit game. Press Y or N.
And we want to exit, so we'll press Y.
Y.
At this machine, you started with $50. You played 4 times. You now have $48. Better luck next time. Press S to save game or E to exit.
We'll press E to exit the game.
Yeah. E.
Play again. Press Y or N.
N. N. Four.
Please
one.
Press the number of your choice.
One. Kitchen.
Blackjack. Two. Five card draw poker machine. Three. Slot machine. Four. Exit casino.
Then we'll press 4 to exit casino. So.
Four.
Goodbye. Hope you had a good time. Come back soon.
And next is the casino game for you. By the way, both of these games I'm going to be reviewing for you today are absolutely free, which is really nice. And I will give you the website to download them at the end of this review. Next game I'm going to be reviewing for you is called The Trucker Game, also done by Jim Kitchen. And this is a really interesting game, something kind of different than you'd normally play. So to get to this game, we'll go to the Start menu again.
Start menu, Windows Update.
And press B for programs one more time.
T, one step sub menu.
And press T to get the trucker.
T, the plant sub menu. T, Trek 2000s. T, talk and reading sub menu. T, trucker.
And press Enter. By the way, I should mention that this game is not self-voicing. It doesn't have any wave files of eloquent speaking. So you have to have your jaws or your window eyes running while you play the game. But it is very well complemented. The instructions are very clearly read out to you. And all the prompts are very nicely read. So that's a plus. So we'll press Enter.
Enter. Leaving menus. Start button.
On the road again.
Next one.
Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Trucker. By Jim Kitchen. Would you like to read the instructions Y or N?
You know, these instructions are kind of lengthy, but I think it's a good idea that we read them. To kind of give you an idea of what the game is all about. So, we'll press Y.
Y instructions. Trucker is a program which simulates the problems facing a long-haul truck driver. Ideally, you can make a good living hauling freight coast to coast without exceeding the legal load limit. If all goes well, you can obey speed limits and stop each night for 8 hours sleep and still make the time schedule. On a good trip, you will be able to earn well over $1,000. However, even the best drivers run into occasional streaks of bad luck and may barely break even. Bad weather, road conditions, or a flat tire can place you behind schedule and eat up your profits. You may try to increase your profits by skimping on sleep, driving fast, or carrying an overweight load. However, pushing too hard raises the risk of a traffic accident, and you will be fined if you are caught breaking the law. Press spacebar to continue or F1 key to repeat.
So I'll press the spacebar to continue.
Space, your truck. You are driving an 18-wheel tractor-trailer combination that can hold 50,000 pounds of cargo, 10,000 pounds more than the legal limit. You are buying your truck through a bank loan that requires a payment of $1,995 per month, or $85 for each working day. This amount includes reserves for taxes and insurance. Your truck has a 200-gallon fuel tank and gets 4.5 miles per gallon of diesel fuel. Your mileage decreases when you drive faster or slower than 55 miles per hour. Your fuel gauge is accurate to within 5 gallons and your speedometer is accurate to within 3 miles per hour. Press spacebar to continue or F1 key to repeat.
And we'll keep going here. Press spacebar.
Space accidents. It is extremely unlikely that you will be involved in a traffic accident in good weather. The danger increases dramatically if you drive at an excessive rate of speed, fail to slow down in fog or blizzard, or continue driving after you have become fatigued. An exhausted driver speeding through a snowstorm is asking for trouble. There is always the danger of losing time due to a flat tire. This danger can be reduced by purchasing retreads or more expensive tires before you start your trip, and by promptly replacing your spare tire after a flat. Press spacebar to continue or F1 key to repeat.
We'll keep going.
Space speeding. The speed limit is 55 miles per hour unless otherwise posted. Generally, Smokey will allow some leeway before pulling you over, but the faster you go, the more likely you are to attract his attention. There are also a couple of places along the way where a radar may be in operation with strict enforcement. Whenever you get a traffic ticket, you lose time as you wait to pay your fine at the Justice of the Peace. If you receive more than 3 tickets, you lose your Interstate Commerce Commission driver's license. Press spacebar to continue or F1 key to repeat. Space truck stops. Every 3 or 4 hours, you will approach a truck stop. Each stop will take at least 1 hour while you get coffee, fuel, and a spare tire if necessary. The price of diesel fuel and tires will vary unpredictably, but diesel fuel will average about $1 per gallon. Truck stops are also the only places where you can sleep. You may choose when to sleep, but if you attempt to sleep during the day, you will be disturbed by traffic noise. Press spacebar to continue or F1 key to repeat. Space cargo. You can select from 3 types of cargo to haul for each trip. 1. U.S. mail. This contract will pay $0.0475 per pound, or $1,900 for a 40,000 pound load on delivery. 2. Freight forwarding. This contract pays $0.05 per pound, or $2,000 for a load. However, there is a 10% penalty that is subtracted if you are more than 12 hours late on delivery. 3. Oranges. This contract will pay $0.065 per pound of good oranges delivered to New York, or $2,600 for a standard load. You are required to run the air conditioning unit in your trailer in order to keep the oranges from rotting or freezing. You will burn 7 gallons of fuel per hour while you sleep. Press spacebar to continue or F1 key to repeat.
Okay, keep going.
Space routes. You can choose one of 3 routes. Northern route. This route is the shortest, but also the riskiest. You will leave from Los Angeles on Interstate 15 and drive through Las Vegas and Denver. You then take I-80 through Nebraska, Northern Ohio, and Pennsylvania. The total mileage is 2,710. You will pay a total of $195 in tolls and have 1 chance in 8 of avoiding way stations. The danger of bad weather is high and the speed limit is vigorously enforced. Press spacebar to continue or F1 key to repeat.
So, as it says, you have to kind of be careful about your speed on this one. You don't want to go too fast. So we'll keep going.
Space routes. You can choose one of 3 routes. Middle route. The middle route follows old Route 66 from Los Angeles through northern Arizona and Oklahoma into St. Louis. Then you cut over to the Pennsylvania Turnpike and follow through to New York. The total distance is 2,850 miles. The toll road portion will cost you $240 in fees. This route has fewer Smokies watching your speed and the weather conditions are much more favorable than the northern route. However, watch the weight in your trailer since there are several truck scales in operation. Press spacebar to continue or F1 key to repeat.
So this sounds like the best one to start out with if you're just trying the game out, and then as you get better, you can use the different routes. I like to use the northern and middle routes myself, so we'll keep going.
Space routes.
You can choose one of three routes. Southern route. This route takes you from Los Angeles on I-10 through Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas. You then follow I-20 to Atlanta before heading north to Washington, D.C. The last leg of your journey follows I-95 up the Atlantic coast. The mileage is 3,120, much longer than the other routes. However, it is the safest because you avoid much of the bad weather. Tolls amount to only $95 and you will run into fewer police and fewer truck scales. If you cannot resist the temptation to take on an overweight cargo or if you have a lead foot, this is the best route for you to take. Press space bar to continue or F1 key to repeat.
Now, I tend to have a little bit of a lead foot, so I like to take this route once in a while, but I don't take it all the time. So anyways, we'll press the space bar to continue.
Space. Hi. I hope that you enjoy the Trucker Game. If you have any trouble, a question or comment, please write or call jimkitchen@simkin.net. http://www.simkin.net/public/kitchen. 1-442-286-6920. Chardon, Ohio. Press space bar to continue or F1 key to repeat.
Now we'll actually start the game.
Space. Would you like to read the instructions again? Wire and question mark.
Nope, don't need to, so we'll press N.
N. Day Monday, time 8 a.m. You are at the Los Angeles Trucking Terminal. Three types of cargo are available. 1. Orange is highest profit if they don't spoil. 2. Freight forwarding penalty for late delivery. 3. U.S. mail lowest rate, but no hurry to arrive. The cargo is due in New York by 4 p.m. on Thursday. Which type of cargo do you want? 1, 2, or 3?
So we'll choose 1, which is the oranges.
1. How many pounds will you carry? 40,000 is the legal limit.
So, it says 40,000 pounds is the legal limit. Well, I like to choose either 25,000 or 35,000. It just kind of depends on the game. So for this game, which is basically just a demonstration, and I won't play the entire game because it takes about an hour to play, so I will choose 35,000. Now, hopefully my typing skills will allow me to do this, because sometimes I tend to mess up a little bit. So anyways, we will choose 35,000 for this.
3, 5, 0, 0, 0.
And press enter.
Enter. They are loading your truck. Day Monday, time 9 a.m. You paid $190 for a nearly full tank of diesel fuel. 2 of your tires are worn. Do you want replacements? Wire and question mark.
That's a very good idea, because somewhere along the way we might run into an accident or get a flat tire, and we wouldn't want that because it'll slow us down. So getting that is a very good idea at the beginning. I would definitely recommend that you do this. So we'll press Y.
Y. A new tire costs $200. A retread costs $100. Which type do you want? Press N for new or R for retread.
So I would go for the retread option on this. So we'll press R.
R. How many? Press 1 or 2.
And we want 2, so we'll press 2.
You may choose the northern, middle, or southern route. Which route do you choose? N, M, or S?
Now, for, like I said, the demonstration of this game, we will choose the northern route, and we won't play the entire game, as I said, but we'll give you a good idea as to how it goes. So we'll press N.
N. Cruising on I-15 in California. You are feeling rested and rearing to go. Current weather clear and dry. How fast do you wish to go? 2099.
Now, as it says, how fast do you wish to go? 2099. And the slowest you can go is 20 miles an hour, and the fastest you can go is 99 miles an hour. So, I don't think it's a good idea to go 99 miles an hour in any of these roads, because the cops will pull you over pronto. Not a good idea. But it's there if you want it. So, we'll go 55, because on the northern route, the speed limit is strictly enforced, so we'll go 55 here.
5-5. Day Monday, time 10 a.m. Approximate fuel 180, speed 55. Odometer 55 miles to go, 2655. Cruising on I-15 in California. You are feeling fine. Current weather clear and dry. How fast do you wish to go? 2099.
Let me explain a couple of things that I did there. When I entered 55, I just typed 55 on the keyboard, and then that told the truck to go 55 miles an hour. So if you wanted to go 65, you just type in 65 on the keyboard, and it would go 65 miles an hour. Pretty simple. And it said approximate fuel 180 or something like that. That's how many gallons I have left. The fuel tank has 200 gallons of fuel, and I'm down to 180 or some such number. I can't remember what exactly what it was, but that's what it is. So when you hear approximate fuel 90 or some such, then that means you have many gallons left. So, and that's usually time to fuel up, I'd say. You're getting kind of low. So, anyways, we want to keep going 55 miles an hour, so we'll type in 55 again.
5-5.
Break 19.
Day Monday time 11 a.m. Approximate fuel 170, speed 55. Odometer 110 miles to go 2600. You have just passed Barstow, cruising on I-15 in California. You are feeling fine. Current weather clear and dry. How fast do you wish to go 2099?
And we'll keep going 55 here.
55. Day Monday time 12 noon. Approximate fuel 155, speed 55. Odometer 165 miles to go 2545. Cruising on I-15 in California. You are feeling fine. Current weather clear and dry. Truck stop ahead. Do you want to stop? Wire end question mark.
Well, I don't think we'll stop just yet. But another thing I should mention here is the sound effects you're hearing while the truck is driving are in stereo. So if you get the game and you hear a truck off to the left of you, that's what's happening. It's a stereo game, which is really neat. And of course it won't come out this way because we're steering in mono here, but that's how it works. So, do I want to stop for our truck stop? No, I don't think so. We want to go for another hour or so. So, we will keep going. We'll press in.
And how fast do you wish to go 2099?
And I want to go a little bit faster here. Not too much faster though, because we want to watch the speed here. So, we'll go 60. And we want to press 60.
60.
Meep, meep.
Day Monday time 1 p.m. Approximate fuel 140, speed 60. Odometer 225 miles to go 2485. Cruising on I-15 in California. You are feeling bored. Current weather clear and dry. Truck stop ahead. Do you want to stop? Wire end question mark.
I think it's a good idea because another hour has passed. So we'll press Y.
Y. Diesel fuel costs $0.86 per gallon. How many gallons do you want?
Now it says 86 cents a gallon for diesel fuel. So we want to fill up a little bit. We'll get 80 gallons of fuel here. So type 80 into the keyboard here, and we'll get the fuel.
80.
And press enter.
Pay $68.8. So far, you have spent $458.8. Your tank only holds 200 gallons, 16 gallons spilled, exclamation point.
I guess I overshot.
Exclamation point, do you want to get some sleep? Wire end question mark.
Oh, that happens occasionally, though. I guess I should use my math there. Sorry, folks. Anyways, that happens occasionally. So, anyways, do I want to get some sleep? Wire end question mark? No, I don't want to get some sleep because it's only 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Not a good idea. So, we will press N for this.
N. Day Monday time 2 p.m. How fast do you wish to go 2099?
Yeah, we're off and running again. I want to keep going 55. So we'll press 55.
5-5. Day Monday time 3 p.m. Approximate fuel 185, speed 55. Odometer 280 miles to go 2430. You have just passed Las Vegas. Time zone changes, set clock ahead 1 hour. Day Monday time 4 p.m. Cruising on I-15 in Arizona. You are feeling bored. Current weather clear and dry. How fast do you wish to go 2099?
Now it says, it Nunes, it says, you are feeling fine, you are feeling bored. It tells you how you're feeling. So if you're getting sleepy or fatigued, it'll tell you. And that is definitely time to stop. And we will come to that eventually here. So, we'll keep going 55.
55. Day Monday time 5 p.m. Approximate fuel 174, speed 55. Odometer 335 miles to go 2375. Cruising on I-15 in Arizona. You are feeling bored. Current weather clear and dry. How fast do you wish to go 2099?
And of course you can go through different weather conditions such as rain, and I think there's even a blizzard in here someplace. but I'm not exactly sure when it happens. I think it can happen anywhere along the line. I'm not exactly sure how he has programmed it in there, but it is there, so you can go through different weather conditions and such. So we'll keep going to 55 here.
Bye-bye.
Day Monday time 6 p.m. Approximate fuel 164, speed 55. Odometer 390 miles to go 2320. You have just passed Utah border. Cruising on I-15 in Utah. You are feeling bored. Current weather clear and dry. How fast do you wish to go 2099?
I feel like speeding up a little bit here. Not too much though, but we'll give it a try. So we'll go 65. We'll kind of push things a little bit here.
65.
Day Monday time 7 p.m. Approximate fuel 136, speed 65. Odometer 455 miles to go 2255. Cruising on I-15 in Utah. You are feeling tired! Exclamation point. Current weather clear but roadway is wet. Truck stop ahead. Do you want to stop wire and question mark?
Nope, not quite. We want to keep going. It says I'm tired, but I want to keep going because you want to wait till the daylight hours have gone, because a lot of truck noises and things and happen, and you can't sleep with that, so we'll keep going.
And how fast do you wish to go 2099?
No, it says the roadway is wet, so I want to kind of slow things down a little bit here. So we'll go 45.
4-5.
Day Monday time 8 p.m. Approximate fuel 117, speed 45. Odometer 500 miles to go 2210. You have just passed end of interstate. Cruising on US 89 in Utah. You are feeling tired! Exclamation point. Current weather clear and dry. Truck stop ahead. Do you want to stop wire and question mark?
Sure, why not? I think that's a good idea. So, we'll press Y.
Y.
Diesel fuel costs $0.89 per gallon. How many gallons do you want?
And we have 89 cents a gallon here. Still, the prices are pretty good. So, I will get 50 gallons here. So we'll press 50.
50.
And press enter.
Pay $44.5. So far, you have spent $503.3. Do you want to get some sleep wire and question mark?
Mm-hmm. A couple of hours of sleep anyways. So, we'll press Y.
Y. How many hours of rest?
Oh, I'd say about 4 here. So, we'll press 4.
4. Enter.
Day Tuesday time 1 a.m. You now have 141 gallons of fuel. Do you want to buy more wire and question mark?
Not at this point. I think it's okay. So we'll press N.
N.
How fast do you wish to go 2099?
Yeah, I think we're going to speed things up a little bit here. So we'll go 65.
65.
Day Tuesday time 2 a.m. Approximate fuel 115, speed 65. Odometer 565 miles to go 2145. You have just passed Salina. Cruising on I-70 in Utah. You are feeling rested and rearing to go. Current weather clear and dry. How fast do you wish to go 2099?
No, we'll keep 165 because it's late.
65.
Day Tuesday time 3 a.m. Approximate fuel 90, speed 65. Odometer 630 miles to go 2080. Cruising on I-70 in Utah. You are feeling rested and rearing to go. Current weather clear and dry. How fast do you wish to go 2099?
Yeah, we'll keep going 65.
65.
Frag 19.
Day Tuesday time 4 a.m. Approximate fuel 64, speed 65. Odometer 695 miles to go 2015. Cruising on I-70 in Utah. You are feeling rested and rearing to go. Current weather clear and dry. How fast do you wish to go 2099?
Hitting kind of low on fuel here. But we will keep going 65.
65.
Uh-oh.
Smokey is behind you with his lights on. Pull over.
Thank you.
See the justice of the peace for your first offense. Wait 1 hour for your hearing.
Guilty as charged!
The fine is $8 plus $4 for each MPH over the limit. Pay $48. Day Tuesday, time 6 a.m., approximate fuel 39, speed 65, odometer 760 miles to go 1950, you have just passed Grand Junction. Weigh-in station open, trucks must stop. Scale weighs truck with cargo fuel and driver 54,436.33 pounds. You're okay. Cruising on I-70 in Colorado, you are feeling fine. Current weather clear and dry. Truck stop ahead. Do you want to stop wire and question mark?
I think that's a very good idea because we're very low on fuel here. And after I fuel up, we'll close the game. So, we'll press Y.
Y. Diesel fuel costs $1.07 per gallon. How many gallons do you want?
Yeah, the price went up. Oh, well. We'll get 100 gallons because we really need to fuel up here. So, we'll press 100.
100.
And press enter.
Pay $107. So far, you have spent $658.3. Do you want to get some sleep wire and question mark?
Nope, because it's 6 o'clock in the morning, and I don't think it's a good idea. The day is just starting, and a lot of noises are going to be happening, so we'll press enter.
And, day Tuesday, time 7 a.m. Do you wish to go 2099?
Now we're off and running again. That kind of gives you an idea of the trucker game and how it all works. So, we're going to exit the game now. The only problem with this game that I really have is that you can't save the game. Like, let's say you want to stop the game somewhere along the way and continue. You can't do that. You have to kind of start over from the beginning. And I would like to see a future version of this game where you can actually save the game as you did in the casino and continue on. But it doesn't happen here, so we'll have to exit the game by pressing Alt F4, and next time I play the game, I will start over from the beginning. Oh well. So, we will press Alt F4 to get out of this.
Alt F4, 49.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
And we're back at the Windows desktop. So that kind of gives you an idea of the game. So if you'd like to download these games, you certainly may. They are free. The URL to go to, get your note taker ready, is http://www.simcon, that's simcon.net/public, that's public/jkitchen. JKITCHEN. And then you want to go to the link that says Windows Games. And you can download the two games I reviewed for you today, plus a few more that are a lot of fun. And I might do a couple more for a future main menu segment here. So that's a review. If you have any questions or comments and feedback about the review, I'd be very happy to receive them. You can email me, certainly. My email address is tunehead2000. It's T. O-O-N-H-E-A-D 2000 at yahoo.com. And I'd like to thank you for listening. For Main Menu, I'm Chris Garstad.